You are listening to Punk News Podcast episode 619. And you might say, later on, you say, wait, why are we having another episode 619? Because that's the ghost of Christmas future. This is the ghost of Christmas past. Punk News Podcast episode 619, the Xmas episode.
yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. Don't gather round and dig my sound. This is the yellow man rock. Yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. Come gather round and dig my sound. That's the yellow man rock. It's the right time for some reggae. The people love it so. Get ready, you better steady, and I will see you at my show. Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. The reggae beat, it feels so sweet. That's the yellow man rock. Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. Come gather round and dig my sound. That's the yellow man rock. It's the right time for some reggae. The people love it so. Get ready, the rock steady, and I see you at my show. Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. The reggae beat, it feels so sweet. That's the yellow man, that's the yellow man. That's the yellow man rock.
Get up to the bar rock. Get up to the bar rock. Get up to the bar rock. And me say just like that. Say get up to the bar rock. Get up to the bar rock. Get up to the bar rock. Whether you're white or black. Get up to the bar move. Get up to the bar move. Get up to the bar move. To the musical groove. Shake your body and wind your waist to the musical drum and the musical bass.
Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. Come gather round, come dig my sound. That's the yellow man rock. Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. Come gather round and dig my sound. That's the yellow man rock. It's the right time for some reggae. The people love it so. Get ready, you better steady, and I will see you at my show. Yellow man, yellow man, yellow man rock. Yellow man sting and yellow man shock. The reggae beat, it feels so sweet. That's the yellow man. That's the yellow man. That's the yellow man rock.
And actually, I had a break. Actually, I don't know if there was a song right then or not, because here's the deal, people. I've been mad busy this whole December and even November. Low on time, low on energy, run down, feeling kind of sick. But that's all right, because in lieu of having another highly detailed, highly complex Xmas episode, which I love doing, just wasn't in the cards this year. But that's how much I love you, Punk News listener. Oh, we got... Well, that's how much I love you, Punk News listener, that even though I'm sick, even though I'm under the weather, even though I'm working on this stuff at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and the commenters are like, John's a dickhead, John's an asshole, talking about the Falcons again, even though I'm doing work for you for free at 3 a.m., that's my Christmas charity to you, listener. Even if you hate me, you don't know the wonderful works that I'm doing for you. But I don't do it for the gratitude. That's what Christmas is all about. Just like Ebenezer Scrooge realized, you don't do things for other people to benefit yourself. You do things for other people to benefit them. And that's what I'm doing for you, Punk News Podcast listener, and even Punk News Podcast hater. I am handing out the wreath to you, just like Ebenezer Scrooge's nephew did to him. And you, troll out there, who will throw the wreath back at me and say, bah humbug, you will be visited by three ghosts at night. And you will come around to see that all along, John was there for you, and you should cherish and love John because he's there when no one else is. Welcome to the manic, whacked out, psychedelic, freaked out, nonsensical, hungus podcast Christmas episode. Sammy B, am I rambling like a madman? Am I rambling like Ebenezer Scrooge after being disorientated because he was visited by Jiminy Cricket? Or am I making sense?
I think we need to tuck you into bed and give you some cough syrup, man.
I think the cough syrup already kicked in. I think this is a Robitussin high.
Oh, jeez. I do love the fact that you're super dedicated to Christmas episodes. And
I do love Christmas.
You do. And this podcast and all of us. So thank you, John, for powering through this. God knows how long this is going to be.
The pleasure is all mine. We are also here with Hallie Bullitt. Hallie Bullitt, I have listened to my copy of the Unlovables reissue out on the Italian Radiation Records, and it sounds spectacular.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, I don't know. I've been rocking a lot of that World Inferno comp that we're on. That's the vinyl that I'm on that I've been listening to. What records of mine have the rest of you been listening to? No, I'm feeling good over here. I'm just trying to I'm trying to ward off this this virus bonanza. They're circling the wagons around me here. Everyone around me is dropping like flies. I'm just trying to stay healthy for the holidays. And I'm sorry you have succumbed, John.
Well, listen, I'm like Jesus. I'm sacrificing myself for the readers and the listeners, you know. I'm a real Christ-like character, you know. Next week, we're either going to do our end-of-year episode or maybe a regular episode and then maybe our end-of-year episode after that, which is probably my favorite episode of the year. But before we do that, we're also here with M. Moore, who has been cranking out the interviews, who's been running Punk News while I've been out screwing around and doing God knows what. M. Moore has been up there faithfully posting stuff. And, oh, also, listeners, M. Moore did an excellent interview with Punk Rocket up there in Canada. So listen to that podcast. M. Moore is finally becoming famous like we all knew she would. And she plays some of her favorite tracks and talks to Punk Rocket. And it's a pretty cool interview. And we all get shout-outs, although not enough. M. Moore, are you sad that you didn't give me more props and basically thanks on your appearance? Like do you regret not saying like John's the greatest, you know, John's the greatest guy, you know, keep everything stitching together?
Well, the next time I'm on, you see, it's just gonna be a John fest. We're gonna call you and you're gonna have like a little guest spot, you know. It's gonna be good.
Well, I would say thank you, but there already is a John Fest. It's called Summer Soiree, where the point is, let's all praise John and have some bands play. Anyways, this is the Christmas episode. We're just going to hang out and talk and play some tunes, and it's going to be a real wacky type episode, people. Here's a question for you, and I'll throw it to Hallie Bullitt first. Hallie Bullitt, Christmas, by definition, is a religious holiday. Is Christmas in conflict with the punk ethos, or is Christmas in tandem with the punk ethos, because arguably Christmas is a pagan holiday in celebration of Wotan? Or is Christmas in line with the punk ethos because it's about being nice to your fellow man and treating people with respect and being kind and being generous? The exact things that Penny Rimbaud of Crass is always talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think you summed it up, right? Like it either is or it isn't. In the punk ethos, depending on how you choose to celebrate it, right? Like, if you're buying a million packages from Bezos on Amazon and, like, stocking up your house with a bunch of shit you don't need, then no, I don't think that's punk at all. You know, but there are plenty of ways to celebrate it. I'm loving Christmas this year. I'm not always in the mood for it, but this year I'm super in the mood for it. You know, I try to get like a lot of my kids' presents. I try to get them used because I'm OCD about the environment, and I'm trying to do it the right way, and I'm enjoying it. I enjoy that. I will say a lot of Amazon boxes arrive at my house because of people that have decided to give gifts for me, which it's gonna sound like so shitty and like I'm a total ingrate, but like every single time one of these boxes shows up, I like curse it. And like, I'm like, ah, who ordered something for me off Amazon? Cause also I ask for people not to give me Christmas presents. I always ask for people to get, just donate to the National Resources Defense Council in my name. So anyone that's sending me shit from Amazon has not been paying attention. And doesn't actually know what I want for Christmas. But I don't know. I think Christmas can be cool. I'm with you. It can totally be pagan. You can totally treat people well and, you know, get people some like, not shitty, like wasteful gifts that they don't need, like get them something that actually matters to them. I like giving experiences, right? You know, take someone to see a show that they want to, been wanting to see, take someone to dinner, find a way to spend time together. I'm a big fan of that kind of Christmas gift. That's my long-winded answer about Christmas.
Sammy B, what's the best Christmas gift you ever got?
I don't even know. Oh, wait, hold on. My husband did get me a record that I really, really wanted. So my husband's really, really sneaky about things. He's also a procrastinator, so he usually gets things like last minute. But every now and then, he'll like surprise me with something like, you know, a record that I was like looking for or something, like out of the blue. And like one Christmas, he like meticulously wrapped in like his normal Chris way, which is not really neat. but it's, you know, covered, right? Oh my God, a Kevin Devine record. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what the hell? So, yeah, I like things like that. This Christmas, I know, cause I bought myself something early, a Cricut. I got one of those paper cutting machines. So I've been, making a lot of weird things lately.
What is it, I don't know what it is.
It is a machine that you stick paper or vinyl, like not vinyl records, but vinyl as in like sticker like things in it, and you use a program and it cuts things out, so you can make like a whole bunch of customized things.
Sam, are you craftsy? I didn't know you were craftsy.
I am super uber crafty. I went to art school. Yeah.
Nice.
So this is what I do on my spare time, you guys. I Cricut stuff and I crochet and I listen to records.
And more, what's the best Christmas gift that you ever gave someone?
Ooh, that I ever gave someone? That is a good question. It was something homemade. I know that for sure. But I don't know exactly what it was. One of the gifts that I was really excited to give but didn't end up because of stuff was like a bird feeder with suet packets. That would have been my number one.
Well, there you have it. One last question for Hallie, then we'll play some songs. Hallie, speaking of bad gifts, people just spent $600 for some Bob Dylan book, and it was supposed to be signed. Except for it wasn't signed. It was signed by a mechanical machine. And there was only about 100 copies of them. Bob Dylan, cool guy, but totally, he couldn't sign 100. You know how long it takes to sign 100 books? It takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say? Boo, Bob Dylan.
Why do you think he thought he could get away with it? That's the question.
He was worried about those hand cramps, man.
And why was he so lazy? Why was Bob so lazy?
It was the hand cramps. It was the threat of the hand cramps. He just couldn't. He couldn't bear the thought. I mean, it is painful.
So there you have it. The only reason I said that is because I was just scrolling on my cell phone just now. One last question before we play tunes for M. Moore. M. Moore,
yes.
Bear cubs, why are they so cute yet so dangerous?
They are adorable. I think it's that thing where, like, you know how you see things that are like, oh my God, that's so cute, but I know 100% it would kill me? I think you're just like drawn to that. Because, you know, the other thing where it's just like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I want to punch something. And it's just that, like, involuntary reaction. I think
it's the opposite. It's, that thing is so cute. I hope it punches me.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Sam Barrett, last question before we play some tunes. Isn't it weird that we find things like bears and rhinoceroses and hippos cute when they could easily kill us? That seems counterintuitive to an evolutionary mechanism.
Well, they're only cute because we want to make it cute, and then we create all of these characters where they're all cutified. And or if you live in Japan and everything is cute.
Do you approve of Japan's cutification of even things like Jason Voorhees? Or should something? See, my position is like Jason and Pinhead and whoever should never be cute. Do you like it when they cutify things that are inherently not cute?
I don't like things that are not supposed to be cute. That if they're like murderers and like, you know, things from movies that are supposed to be like killers. But I do accept cuddly animals in my brain that could potentially cuddle me and not kill me.
Well, there you have it. Let's play some songs. Emma, what song are we going to kick it off with?
Let's kick it off with No Gifts for Nazis by the Alice Bag Band.
Oh, Sam Barrett, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play Splitting Up Christmas by Kevin Devine.
Oh, how about you, Hallie?
I'm going to play Yuletide Throwdown by Blondie and Fab Five Freddy.
Nice pick. And I will play We Wish You a Natty Christmas by Jacob Miller, featuring Ray I and Inner Circle. And of course, who is Inner Circle? Everyone?
Oh, damn it. We talked about this on the podcast before.
Bad boys. What you going to do when they come for? So anyways, it's a bunch of songs that we'll be right back.
To keep my priorities straight. so I can sleepwalk through work like an outpatient program. I don't buy, but get through anyway. And at some point I'll call you and tell you I miss you, and you are the point of my days. And my face will get flushed and my throat will choke up when you tell me that you feel the same. So I have been thinking of splitting up Christmas to see everyone I'd like to see. And you're first on that list, you're the lotto I hit, you're the star at the top of the tree. You're the star at the top of the tree. Christmas to see everyone I'd like to see. And you're first on that list, you're the lotto I hit, you're the star at the top of the tree. And I have been feeling this good for a reason, my friends and my family. Yeah, you are my backbone, you keep me balanced and settled, and I'm in debt to you all endlessly. Yeah, I'm in debt to you all endlessly. So tonight I will call you and try to say thank you for being the sun on my face. I know the world's almost over, but you make it seem better, and I hope for you I do the same.
Ha 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 ha, everybody, check it out. It's that time of year. Get ready to funk it up. Fly girls, fly guys, punk rockers, naughty dreads, check it out, ha 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 ha, it ain't the whack, for a definite fact, it's Christmas, Jack.
Hey, you don't look like Santa to me. I never saw Santa Claus wearing sunglasses.
Cool out, without a doubt, ha ha, Christmas time.
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho.
It's just about that time of year, but this is Christmas time.
Have no fear.
We be shocking the house and then rocking it well. I'm gonna take you all down
to the depths of hell.
I'm gonna tell you what a Christmas all about. We're gonna rock, shout, scream, and shout. We're gonna turn it out, you see. We're gonna crash, a bat, and smash it up.
Like a ginger rogers and a buttercup.
Or like a son of Sam, but with his 44. And he be cooling out, well, don't I have a no more. It's the beat, the beat, the beat, beat, y'all. Cause I'm a fab, a five, a Freddy love. But from a rock and a beat, and from the
skies above.
Cause I was born and raised on the Hancock Street, where I listen to the sounds of the
disco beat.
But then I keep the whack from off my track. The toy, toy MCs know I got it like that. Now it's Christmas, now it's Christmas time.
And knocking right at your door.
So you book it on down to your favorite store. You pull out your roll and then you count your gold. I do buy your girl a new mink stove. The champagne and some caviar. Def Jaguar. Nice and slow. I give it, give it, I give it, I give it, I give it on the go. You don't stop. Christmas time, once again, for all the fellas, all your best friends.
for your girl, your fella too. You want to rock, you wanna put a loop. Check it out, Fab Five Freddy, exactly what it be about.
Fab.
To the funky, funky beat, I rock the monk's out, your seat, y'all. As you feel the bass all in your face and rocking down. The highs is in your eyes, you make your nature rise. It's the beat that make you move your feet 7 days a week. A merry, merry, merry Christmas. Because we got it like that. We got it, we got it, we got it like that. We let you know, but that's a fact. Listen, baby doll, we got it like that. I come to my house at 9 o'clock. Together, baby doll, we can rock the spot. With you on the bottom, me on the top. I woke up in the morning, I had the munch. And then I reached for a bowl of Captain Crunch. And when I put the crunch
in the bowl, I found out the milk 6 weeks old.
I went to y'all, and we don't stop at that body that rock, at that hip and dip and hop, and you don't wait, don't stop. And when I get on the mic, I make a deaf hand clap. And when I get on the mic, the girls scream and shout. And when you're rocking, my I do the Patty Duke, I do the Patty Duke. Emma, come on, everybody, do the Patty Duke. I just throw your hands up in the air. A Christmas beat, I like it, just don't care. 1, 2, baby doll,
the
rapper. Go by the name of Fab Five Freddy. Look, a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas rock. A Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas rock, a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas rock. A Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Christmas rock. Don't stop, stop, stop with that body, body rock. A Merry Christmas, Christmas, if I hop away, we don't stop, we don't stop, we don't stop.
Merry Christmas.
We wish you an Irie, Irie, Irie Christmas. Oh, year and New Year's are just the same. Christmas on a broke pocket day. Christmas, we wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas and a dance all New Year. Great tidings, Natty Jane bring you. Great tidings, Natty Jane bring you. Great tidings, Natty Jane bring you. And a dance all New Year. We skank and rock it to the rhythm. We rock and we rock. Christmas, we bring you a Irie Christmas and a dance all New Year. You love up, you rub up on a Christmas. You rub up, you scrub up on a Christmas. You rub up and you dub up on a Christmas and a dance all New Year. We wish you merry, 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 merry Icemas on a broke pocket day. Not even 1 cent to buy a little toy. We dance and rock it to the Icemas. We rub it and scrub it to the Icemas. We rub it and dub it to the Christmas. On a broke pocket this year. Everybody gonna jump in and a shout. Everybody gonna jump in and a shout. Everybody gonna jump in and a shout. And Ben Johnson, dear, we wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. We wish you a Irie Christmas. And a dance all day. Everybody in the dance all singing. Everybody in the dance all rocking. Everybody is skanking and a rocking. And a broke pie. Happy.
on the shelf with your little whippersnapper at home?
No fucking way. No. No, it's like weird fake surveillance. No way. And like, actually, my son learned about it at school, like the Elf on the Shelf, and he came home talking about it. And I was like, yeah, we don't do that. And then he was like, why, mommy? And I didn't want to be like, because it's creepy, because he's going to go back to school and say that to the other kids. So I was like, I actually thought I pivoted pretty well. I was like, you know, I was like, because some, you know, some kids need that because Santa needs to see if they're being good or not. I was like, but Santa knows you're being good, so we don't need the elf.
I
pivoted pretty well.
Is your whippersnapper being good this year?
He's pretty great.
Oh, well, there you go.
An awesome kid. And the elf on the shelf is so weird. Also, I would inevitably forget every night to move it, and it would just end up being a giant disappointment to him. So it's like anything that relies on me needing to remember to do something is like we just don't even bother to try to attempt it in my house.
Sammy B, do you enjoy the elf on the shelf, like gifts or whatever, where they have like elf on the shelf, like partying with Barbie and like the Barbie Corvette or whatever? Do you enjoy those as much as I do?
I actually really enjoy the creativity that people go out of their way in order to put these stupid elves, not Hermie, but these stupid elves in places. Like, I've seen so many pictures of like the elf on a shelf as Spider-Man, like upside down, like who's hanging from a string, or like, you know, hiding on like lamps and stuff. Yeah, I do enjoy it a lot. I don't necessarily need an elf on a shelf in my house because, yes, it is damn creepy that we are training kids to think that it's okay to be watched like that.
Is that the idea behind the elf on the shelf?
The elf is supposed to be like Santa's helper, and it's like keeping an eye on you to make sure you're being like nice and not naughty. Because if you're naughty, you're gonna get the lump of coal in your stocking. Like all this, like Christmas can be so threatening to children. Yeah. Right? Well, like any aspect of Christmas that's like threatening.
Well, the other thing is, I was like, what? Are you using this thing to, like, scare your kids to being good for 1 month? It's like, your kids should be good all year.
But if your kids, I could imagine, like, if your kid's a little a-hole and it gives you, like, 1 month of just, like, extra leverage of trying to get them not to be a little a-hole, like, I could see where it might be appealing, but I it's too much effort for me.
I got a question for Hallie that I'm going to throw to Em. Hallie, can a kid be born an a-hole, or is he only made an a-hole? Like, could you be a great parent and your kid's still an a-hole? Is that a possibility?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like, we know families now where it's like there'll be like a bunch of siblings, and like some of the siblings are fine, and then there's this one little a-hole. You know, you're like, that was just genetics gone wrong, man. What happened there?
And more, are you the a-hole of your family, or are you the well-behaved one in your family?
Depends who you ask. I try to be well behaved and stuff. I don't think I'm that much of an a-hole in general.
Well,
I hope I'm not.
Who would say you are the bad one, and for what reason?
Oh. Probably someone we don't talk to anymore.
Sounds deep. here's an easy peasy question. Famously, around Christmas time, there are punk rock Christmas shows. And in theory, it's a cool idea. But in reality, everyone's like busy and got stuff going on. And actually, well, I'm going to tell my Christmas. So check this out. Here's a Christmas miracle story. And then I'm going to ask Sam a question. Sam, here's the question I'm going to ask you after I tell my Christmas miracle story. I'm going to ask you, Sam, what's your opinion of the punk rock Christmas show? Good idea or good idea, bad execution? But here's my Christmas miracle story. So the second show I ever threw was the Punk News Christmas Spectacular. Or was it this? No, it was the, let me look it up real quick. I gave it a cool name. Let me see here. Punk News Christmas. Give me a second here. I'm sure this is very riveting for the listeners. But listen, man, I'm out of it today, so you got to deal with it. Oh, man, it's not even on the internet anymore. That sucks, what? Man.
What? Oh, no.
My show got removed from the internet. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Here it is. I called it, the Holiday Spectacular. Okay. So I threw the Punk News Holiday Spectacular. And it was Kathy Ramone, and that was actually one of her last solo shows ever. I mean, she did like 10 after that, but she should do 100. So that was, you know, not that many. Colleen Green solo and Joe Jack Talcum. And on the flyer, I took that famous image of Colleen Green with the glasses, and I traced it, and I put a little elf hat on her. And then I took Kathy Ramone, I put an elf hat on her. And then Joe Jack Talcum, who was very difficult to draw, I did a horrible rendition of Joe Jack Talcum. And then I gave him a headband with deer antlers on it, and it was the Punk News Holiday Spectacular. And I decorated the stage with like a fake fireplace, and I put a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree in there that lit up on the stage, and I'm like, this is going to be great, you know. Summer Soiree 1, which was the first show I ever threw, sold out like 8 weeks before the show, and I'm like, I'm the golden boy. Nothing can go wrong, you know. And so I booked the show like literally like 2 months in advance. And, like, I sold literally, I think, 17 tickets up to the day of the show. And I'm, like, for the entire month of December and November, I am bummed out. I'm like, oh. And I didn't even care about the money so much as I didn't want, like, Colleen to come down from Boston and Cassie come from New York. And Joe Jack to come. There'd be, like, 9 people there. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be brutal, you know. And so I was really bumming out. And then it's door time, like, 7 o'clock, we open the doors. And there is a flood of people. We went from 17 pre-sale tickets to sold out 150 capacity in Creep Records, which was so cool. Then Joe, being the superstar that he is, played first, and people loved him. He even did some Christmas songs. Then Colleen Green played, and she did a bunch of Christmas songs. Then Cassie did some Christmas songs. And actually, no, she didn't. Cassie did like one of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. She basically, I mean, Cassie's pretty, like mentally, she is deep. So, like, she, like, I think people were expecting, like, Vivian Girls music or even Happy music. And she just got up there, and, like, she just went, like, like, it was, like, almost like Sleep, the band Sleep, you know? And, like, and then she would just, like, actually, it was a lot like My Bloody Valentine. And she would just kind of, like, call out over, like, these super heavy riffs. And these people were not ready for it at all. And they were pretty knocked off. And then Colleen Green came back on stage, and they both did some Christmas songs. And then this is the first time Santa ever appeared at a Punk News show. And Santa showed up, and he gave records to everyone. Actually, he asked everyone, "Are you a good boy? Were you good this year?" And Joe Jack Tackham didn't know how to respond, and so Santa just gave him a present anyways. I gave away a whole bunch of Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen records. And other records that I would not give away now, because where they used to be worth 50 cents are now worth $15. So anyways, that was the story of the Punk News Holiday Spectacular.
Yay!
Woo!
So Sam, what was the question I asked you? I forgot what it was already.
If I liked holiday shows?
Well, that's right, yeah. Do you like holiday shows?
Well, I would have to say I am the wrong person to be asked this question, because I love holiday shows.
Well, that's a good answer. I mean, that's not a bad answer. That's a good answer.
Well, I still, so the Bouncing Souls, my favorite people and band ever, used to play something called Home for the Holiday. I have gone to pretty much all but 1 year, the first year. I'm pretty sure the first year World Inferno played.
Wow. Oh, you missed it.
That. Yes. But yeah, I made sure I was there every damn year for that. Well, except for 1 year when a blizzard came. But anyways, whatever. Yeah, it just, I don't know. Like, there's just something about the Bouncing Souls having home for the holiday and me stressing out that I have to get tickets for it and making sure I'm there and it's freaking cold in Asbury and just me being absolutely delighted about it because, like, I get to see the, like, you know, a core group of, like, my Bouncing Souls friends every year at the same time, pretty much every year. So it just, like, felt like family. Or another family, my soul's family, like reunions and stuff. Yeah, so I'm for it. I'm for it if, like, people do things like that and make it a thing where it's an annual thing and you see the same people and they're generally people that you like. yeah. It's fun.
Halle Bullet. What do you think of Christmas shows? And also, that seems like for a band like the Bouncing Souls, you should do like shows right around Christmas. That seems like the worst time to plan like a big show because you're also getting ready for Christmas and you can't really enjoy Christmas because you've got the biggest show of the year right around the corner as well.
Well, it's also like I guess everyone's in town. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I don't. I think it's. I like Christmas shows for other people because it seems fun. And if you don't have a ton going on, it's like a great thing to do. I like never have time to go to Christmas shows. I'm always like busy with Christmas. But yeah, I mean, I think they're fine in theory. I'm not like dying to go to a Christmas show. You know what I mean? Like I have other shit to do at that time of year.
And more. How about you?
Yeah, like they always seem so fun. It's just like they're always so far away. The weather always sucks. And then it's like, how do I get there? How do I get home? So I haven't been to a Christmas show. I'm not opposed to a Christmas show. I think that's kind of fun. And yeah, like especially if you don't have like a lot of family around, like it's nice to go and be in a nice communal environment and do something fun.
Here's my Danzig Christmas story. So 1 year, December 26th, for some reason, Danzig lives in L.A., in case the listeners don't know. He was playing a show in Sayersville, New Jersey on December 26th, which is weird. That's the only show the band is doing is December 26th, and they live in L.A. and, of course, Halle Bullet, can you guess why Danzig might be doing a show in New Jersey on December 26th?
No, I cannot.
Because that's where his mom lives. I'm almost positive.
Oh, that's uncharacteristically sweet for Danzig.
Sadly, she's departed. Now, she actually died the night that Danzig played Newark, New Jersey, which is crazy. But anyway, that was years later. But anyway, so I'm pretty sure he was out to visit his mom. So my friend Matt and I go out to Sayersville, New Jersey at the – is it the Starland Ballroom in New Jersey? Is that what it's called, Halle?
Starland. Yeah.
The worst venue in America by a factor of like seven.
Yes.
So, like, there's nothing but fields around there, but you still got to pay $15 a park. Then no matter – even if you get there at 3 p.m., there's still a massive line to get in. And for some reason – so it's Danzig – Doyle's band, Gorgeous Frankenstein, and a band called like Seventh Void or something, which is like Tommy Victor of Prong's band or something like that. So anyways, it takes us forever to get in. We get in and it is super duper packed. It is the most packed I think I've ever been at a show. It is literally so packed. And this is back in the days when they way oversold shows, which they don't do anymore, which is a good thing. It was so packed that you literally could not step to the left, right, front, or back. If you had to go to the bathroom, too bad for you. If you had to leave, you're screwed. That is how packed it was, right? And so the weird thing was is Doyle's band is playing, and then Michael Graves come out and does like 10 new Misfits songs with Doyle's band, which is kind of weird because Danzig there, and Danzig hates, quote, new Misfits, but word on the street was he was actually cool with it, and he didn't really care, which is very, uncharacteristic of Danzig at the time, especially when he really hated Jerry Only. So anyway, Danzig comes out, and he's kicking ass, and it is so crowded that both my friend Matt and I feel pap, pap, pap in our back, like someone's, like, hitting us with their elbow or their fist in our back. And, like, honestly, I'm, like, really annoyed that it's, like, way overpacked wave. So I just take my elbow and I go, bap, 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 right behind me without even looking. We turn around. there is the biggest guy ever. He's probably about 6'8", 6'7", Jack shredded. Like he could have beat the shit out of both of us with one hand, right? Three security guards are wrestling with the guy to get him out the door. I don't know why. And he just looks at us, like, while he's fighting three security guards, and he looks at us, I'm like, oh, shit. Luckily, he got pushed out the door. That's my dad's Christmas story. But here's another story, real quick, and then we'll play some songs. I was selling records at the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, and I was selling records at the Philadelphia Punk Rock Flea Market. Last time I was selling records at the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, there was a guy selling coffee across from me. Tall, skinny guy. And he had a real what's the word I'm looking for? Yoga-like demeanor. Like they were setting up like this stage. And he's like, yeah, I see that you got that there. That's really good. But what if we put it over here? And then someone was talking to him, and he's like, it's so important to give back to the community. And I'm like, oh, I can't stand this guy. Like, I will strangle this guy. You know what I mean? So anyways, I mean, I didn't say anything to him. And actually, like, they gave me a Danish at the end of the day for some reason. At any rate, so I see him at the Philly Punk Rock Flea Market selling coffee. I don't say anything to the guy. And somebody's – no, I'm wrong. I see him at the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market a second time. And I don't say anything to him. I mean, I don't – you know, whatever. And so I buy records from some guy. I buy some Misfits records from some guy. And the guy says, yeah, do you know who that guy selling coffee is? Sam Barrett, do you know who that guy selling coffee is? Or Hallie Bullitt or M. Moore?
Ed,
who's Ed?
That would be such a good plot twist if it was Ed.
Oh, Ed! Oh no! I got Ed's story. I mean, I was going to tell an Ed story last week, but like I didn't want to get in the negative headspace. So if you guys want to hear an Ed story, ask me something. I'll tell you my latest Ed Wars. But I'm trying to say, you know, Posse yeah. John is trying to stay here. You know what I'm saying? Ed's just a little chump. You know, whatever. But anyway, it was not Ed. If the listeners don't know, it's Ed the record guy. He's not my nemesis, but I'm his nemesis, if that makes any sense. Sam Barrett or Hallie Bullitt, any guesses as to who the tall, skinny coffee guy was with black hair that has like giant blow up skulls around his coffee?
I can't beat that guess of Ed. I'm not even going to try to compete with that.
AC Slade of the Misfits. He sells coffee.
What?
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
AC Slade of the Misfits sells coffee. I think it's Cat Fight Coffee, and I didn't have any, but apparently everyone says it's like really, really good coffee. So if you go to a place called and you see Cat Fight Coffee and there's a tall, skinny guy with long black hair, that's AC Slade of the Misfits, also of Dope. I didn't even know he's in that band Dope, and he's in a bunch of other bands too. However, so I saw him at the Philly Punk Rock Flea Market, and I thought I was cool about this, and you guys can tell me if I was cool or not, and then we'll play some songs. I go up to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, you were across from me at the last Trent Punk Rock Flea Market. He goes, yeah. I'm like, are you in a band? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you're doing a great job, man. You're doing a really great job. I appreciate it. And he goes, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And then I walked away.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to fawn over. I mean, listen, it's AC Slade. It's not like a Dan. I mean, I'm not going to fawn over anybody, honestly. And he's the second gun to the Misfits. But that's still cool, man. It's one of the Misfits or pseudo Misfits. You know, let the guy know he's doing a good job because he's doing a good job. It's always nice to let people know they're doing a good job, punk news commenters and podcast listeners. Sam Barrett, what's the song you want to lead us off with?
I'm going to play Together on Christmas by Vinnie and the Hooligans.
And how about you?
Oh my God, the fucking best new Christmas song. I'm going to play This Could Be Christmas by the So-So Glows, featuring former member of the Pogues, Peter Richard Spider Stacy.
I am going to play one of my favorite new Christmas albums. Apparently Rob Halford of Judas Priest loves Christmas. He loves Christmas so much that he's recorded two Christmas albums, so Halford good. 3, and also Rob Halford. So I'm going to do Rob Halford doing Deck the Halls. it's exactly what you think it is, and it kind of rocks. And more, what's going to cap off our second set of Christmas tunes?
Yeah, I'm going to play This Holiday's a Hit by Evan Greer. So all the lyrics were written by like an AI generator. And it's off like her holiday EP, which is called Automated Christmas Joy, and it's awesome. There's another song called Santa Fights the Fascists, which is great. And all proceeds will go to Fight for the Future's campaign to regulate AI use.
It's Christmas Eve. It's not too late, is it?
Santa I'm sure it's warm out in Southern California. But back in New York, the light in up the tree, and they're selling dope outside the Salvation Army. There might be hope next year for you and me. People sleeping on the streets where the toy store used to be. This could be love, this could be hate, it could be a terrible mistake. All that I know, I'm not coming home. This could be Christmas. Back in the Bronx, the snowflakes fall on concrete. In the old neighborhood, my baby's not waiting for me. Watching old movies, eating Chinese food delivery. The lights are bright, Tiger Heights, but not for me.
Police and thieves sing carols out of key. This could be love, this could be hate, could be coincidence or fate. Coming home, this could be Christmas. Toy store used to be. This could be love, this could be hate, could be coincidence or fate. All that I know, I'm not coming home this Christmas. This could be love, this could be war, could be over, not quite sure. All that I know, I'm not coming home. This could be Christmas. This Christmas. Now
calling. Fires crackling, the tree is all lit. Everyone's smiling, this holiday's a hit. Christmas time, snow is on the ground. Snowflakes falling all around. Santa's on his way with all his gifts. It's Christmas time, this holiday's a hit. Friends and family gathered in a room. Plates and pies, the smell of perfume. Smell of cookies, smell of cider. Gather round the fire, the mood gets higher. Christmas time, snow is on the ground. Snowflakes falling all around. Santa's on his way with all his gifts. It's Christmas time, this holiday's ahead. Stockings hung, milk and cookies set. Gather round the tree to get the presents ready, singing a tune. Christmas time is here, it's time to celebrate. Christmas time, snow is on the ground. Snowflakes falling all around. Santa's on his way with all his gifts. It's Christmas time, this holiday's ahead. It's Christmas time, this holiday's ahead.
And we are back. And I got to say, speaking of AI, I am not down with, like, the AI art whatsoever. And, like, I feel like everyone's like, ah, isn't this cool? Isn't this interesting? I feel like the bridge between, like AI painting a funny portrait of you and Terminator 2 killing all the humans and, like, just, like, taking over the Earth, I feel like that's not that far apart at whatsoever. I feel like that's, like, 3 months apart.
Yeah, we're really, like, close to, like, people stealing our faces.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, Sam, as an art major, what do you think of AI art? Or as an art graduate, art school graduate? As someone that knows art more than
I was trying to use, like, a couple of the generators just to see how it, like, worked, you know? Like, the apps. And I was like, you need, like, 10 to 20 photos of yourself to, like, load onto these things.
Sounds suspicious.
Yeah, very suspect, right? I'm like, so why do you need so many photos of me? I was like, are you going to upload this on, like, Instagram as, like, another Sam account or something? I don't know. I'm like, I like the art that is being produced, although there really isn't an artist behind it. So there's that, right? And then there's also the fact that, is this taking away the, like, art for artists? Like, you know, we still need to, like, get people to do things for us and, like, you know, make things pretty or paint my portrait. So, yeah, I'm kind of conflicted. I also don't, like, I have an issue with it because, like, because, you know, like, sometimes you'll be like, oh, I want this. Like, let's say you're, like, you know, trying to commission a portrait or something. And it's like, you know, you run it through a generator and then you go and, oh, I want something like this. And then you give it to an artist. What are they supposed to do? Like, reproduce that? Like, something that was produced, like, you're literally taking away, like, artistic creativity. Yeah, I don't know. I'm conflicted.
I'm not. I hate it. Hallie Bullitt, what do you think?
No, I'm not. I hate it.
Well, there you go. Let's see here. Yeah, so listen. I guess, let me think here. Yeah, man. Life. What about that? All right. Let's talk about punk rock, Christmas music. And more. Do you enjoy Christmas music in general?
For a little bit, and then it gets on my nerves. I have a very low threshold.
I mean, I don't like I listen to Christmas music very narrow time frame, like about a week before Christmas. And actually, yeah. I'm behind the eight ball. I haven't listened to any Christmas music. But some Christmas tunes I love, and we're going to argue about one in a second. I like the classics a lot, you know, like Silver Bells and all that stuff. I want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. But I also, I love The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping. I love that track. I also love Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, which I believe Hallie Bullitt hates.
Oh, my God. You know that was the first thing I was going to say, is how much I hate that song.
I love that song. It's so simple and gentle and relaxed. And is, you know, Christmas Day around maybe 5:30 p.m. That's the song. You know what I mean?
Listen, I love sleigh bells in a song. Like, I love sleigh bells in a Christmas song, but that is like sleigh bell abuse. There's just like way too much sleigh bells in that song, an unforgivable amount of sleigh bells. And it, yeah, I don't enjoy it. I'm glad that you do, though. I'm glad to know that someone does, because I'm always, every time it comes on, I'm a little bit like, why am I being subjected to this? Who could possibly like this? But I'm glad to know that people do actually like it.
I love it.
It's that one and that Wham song. Other than that, I like holiday music. But if I never heard the Paul McCartney one or the Wham song ever again, it would make my season a lot brighter, to be honest.
I feel like Wham is like way overrated in general, honestly.
No, I like Wham, but that's like, that doesn't even sound like a Wham song to me. That's just like some easy listening crap. I don't like it.
What's your stance on Men Without Hats?
Oh, I like Men Without Hats. Wait, why? Do they specifically have a Christmas song you're asking me about, or just the band in general?
I'm just asking about, like, 80s hits.
No. You know we both love, we're both down with Men Without Hats. We've talked about those.
But are you confusing Men Without Hats with Men at Work?
No. I like Men Without Hats.
Okay. I don't think we're going to talk about Men Without Hats. I love Men at Work. I used to not like Men Without Hats, but now I like Men Without Hats, which I'm sure the listeners are very interested to hear about. All right. Is there any topics we should cover before we wrap up this episode? Any interesting Christmas topics you guys want to talk about, or anything you want the listeners to know? We got some interesting reader mail that I've been meaning to read, but we've had so many specialized episodes lately, it hasn't fit in. So I promise, readers, we will get to your very interesting mail where you critique me, but I don't even take it to you because you have a valid point that maybe I don't agree with, but I respect your stance. And we'll get to some of that mail maybe next week, maybe week after. We got our end of year episode coming up. But yeah, man, a lot of cool stuff coming up on Punk. I got to post my Penny Rimbaud interview, which went well. We got a bunch of episodes that we're behind on that I got to post. We got a lot of cool stuff happening and probably some more interviews coming in 2023, but that's really more conversation for our end of year wrap up episode. So Christmas type stuff or Hanukkah type stuff or Kwanzaa or Wotan, Wonderful Wednesday, anything you guys want to talk about in general with regards to Christmas or the Christmas episode?
I mean, listen, if we each of us play one more song, that's like another 20 minutes of music for people to listen to. I think we can, unless anyone has anything pressing to say, I think we can play the music for these people and let the music speak for itself.
Okay, well, let's play some music. The song that I will play will be Drinking Up Christmas by the Dwarves. My favorite punk rock Christmas track. I think it's funny, hilarious, and good to show how good songwriters the Dwarves are. This is the Dwarves doing Drinking Up Christmas and more. How about you?
Yeah, doing a true classic. It's My Chemical Romance doing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
How about you, Hallie? What are you kicking it out with?
I want to do the Muffs playing Nothing for Me.
Muffs, you know, despite the props they get, still a little underrated. Muffs should get more props than they do.
I agree. Yeah. What a good band.
Sammy B, ride us on out into the beautiful Christmas morning. What are we playing?
It Never Snows in Florida by Newfound Glory.
And we will see you next week.
We went out to a Christmas party, had a fifth of cold Bacardi. Saw a Santa Claus in red, redder than it could hit. But he was very merry, in fact he was kind of scary. Ho ho hell was all he said. He took a drink, and then another two. He did the same, I seen him turning blue. And in a way, he took the chimney out the blue. Screaming like a drunken Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm drinking up Christmas, cause I got no job, I'm a lazy slob. And I'm drinking up Christmas, tell your dad and mom that I came to rob them. A holiday hero, yeah, but I'm a zero with Yuletide cheer.
And he was just get going. But then when the booze stopped blowing, challenge Frosty to a fight. He said, come on, I got a gift for you, so bring it on. I need your black and blue, a little song. I think it's Santa Claus is through. And he got a nose as red as you know who. I'm a lazy slob and I'm drinking up Christmas. Tell your daddy and mom that I came to rob them. A holiday hero. Yeah, but I'm a zero with Yuletide Chiro. I'm drinking up Christmas tonight. Alright, I'm drinking up
underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is you.
Baby, standing right out.